you so much for joining us today. This is Ellen Kamai, the natural nurse. And as always, I'm wishing you the best. And we have so much going on at the Natural Nurse and Dr. Z, all kinds of classes and workshops that you can join in with. All you have to do is go to naturalnurse.com. And if you go to calendar, you will see all the different classes and workshops we give. Many of them grant CE credit for nurses, acupuncturists, and massage therapists and other licensed professionals. But you can actually take those classes whether you're a licensed professional or not. We also have many online classes, so wherever you're listening from, and I know we have so many listeners here on Progressive Radio Network at PRN-FM from all over the world. It is so exciting. And of course, online classes you can participate in anytime. We also have lots of on-ground classes where we meet up together, we take herb walks and find edible and medicinal plants, and we teach you how to use them and make them into medicine. But today, we have a special guest. Today, we have Gustavo Summi, and he's going to be talking about holistic wellness through many venues. He's a professional dancer, a holistic yoga instructor, and myofascial release stretch master, and he likes to help others in need while engaging and motivating all throughout, with a valuable mind and body work of art. What a beautiful concept. After discovering his love of dance at the young age of 7, Gustavo hasn't stopped moving since, and he's perfected his craft by immersing himself in the world of ballet, jazz, theater, and modern dance in arenas from Miami to Los Angeles. Gustavo has trained with some of the best in the business, including Dancing with the Stars, TEDx, MTV, and Jennifer Lopez. He uses his high energy and upbeat personality to motivate students to activate their mind, body, and spirit and unlock their inner strength and potential. Gustavo incorporates the philosophy and healing power of yoga, Tai Chi, and stretch massage therapy to produce a well-rounded and restorative workout that reaps the most benefits for his students. He aims to create a fun, safe environment that will inspire clients to make lifestyle choices that help to achieve their goals. And to find him, go to Be Free Productions. It's a capital B and then a capital F, all together, B-F-R-E-E, Productions, Holistic Wellness and Therapy. Thank you so much for joining us today, Gustavo.
Thank you so much for having me here today.
Well, you have a long history of sort of health, self-growth factors and other motivations that you've been involved in for so long. So let's go back in time and just talk about, how did you start on this path of health and healing?
Well, so I started dancing when I was 7 years old, and I've been performing in shows and events for about 23 years now. And after dancing for so long, I developed plantar fasciitis on my feet, and that was very painful because of all the jumping and the leaps. So I was reaching out for new alternatives to heal my body from all the work that I put into it. So I found yoga, and yoga helped me to heal the body from inside out, the body, the mind, and the soul. And at the moment, I teach yoga and Tai Chi, and I do stretch massage therapy, and everything that can heal the body instead of damaging the body.
Well, let me ask you this. When you first started developing, and you were young at the time, but yet you started to develop a painful situation because of the overuse, did you go to a conventional doctor first?
No, I never actually went to a doctor because I don't, it's not that I don't believe or that I don't want to go to a Western way of healing, but I'm very much into natural ways of healing the body. So I actually reach out to something more holistically, like a yoga therapy, a holistic yoga approach to heal the body instead of going to a doctor.
And you know what's so great about that is with natural interventions, what we find is we have an initiator that sort of makes us reach out because we need help with some kind of health challenge. But one of the things that's so excellent about these natural healing modalities, besides the fact that they're really ancient as well as evidence-based, there's so many studies now in mainstream medical literature about how effective they are, but also not only do they not have an adverse effect, what they do is they will help with the thing that you're trying to address, in your case of plantar fasciitis, but then you find that it also helps other things along the way.
Definitely. Actually, there were so many other things going on in my life at the moment. The physical part of it is just the shell. What's really, it's like what the monks say, target in the root level of the issues that is going on in your body, not in the superficial shell. So target, go inside and see what's going on, what's making that pain increase, what's the cause of it. Go to the root level. Don't deal with things in the symptomatic level of things.
Well, I think that's excellent advice because that's what it does, is a really, really deep healing. Now, you work with people a variety of ages. If people go to your Facebook, Be Free Productions, you can see so many great pictures of you in a variety of venues with very, very young people, very, very energetic dancers and yoga students. And then I know you work a lot with older people because truthfully, I'll share with the listeners, that's how I came across you and have experienced your work, because I live in an over 55 community and we have a wonderful group of teachers. You're one of them. And you have such an eclectic blend of classes that you do. Everything from what do they call stationary cycling? I know there's a hot and sexy word for it right now, spinning, right? All the way from that to yoga, to meditation, to Tai Chi. That's a very broad base of audiences to interact with. So how do you do your classes so that they meet the needs of such a wide variety of students?
Yes, definitely. And I think because I started in the entertainment business, I do believe that it helped me to be open-minded and be able to reach out to many different ages, from kids to teenagers to adults and elders. I think because I'm very passionate about what I do and I believe in what I do, I wear many different hats. I do personal training. I do group fitness classes, yoga, Pilates, cycling, like you said, indoor spinning, meditation, and I do my stretch massage therapy for people with myofascia, tension and stress. I still continue to choreograph and dance. I have shows coming up. I have a show actually this coming Thursday of this month that I'm on rehearsals. So I really wear different hats, and I think that helps me keep my mind going and kind of not listen to that negative voice within us, and just keep me going to that positive path as well.
And it's very multifaceted. I know one of the things I really enjoy about your classes personally is, first of all, they can be very challenging. I think you take people to the limit of their abilities and also push them a little beyond that.
Yes. I think, you know, we need to get out of our comfort zone, because if we stay stationary and we don't push ourselves to the limit, we don't challenge ourselves. There's no growth. And sometimes we have to peel those layers that that we call them barriers in our lives, and see beyond what's beyond that. One of my teachers and masters used to say, if you feel tired that day, if you feel like not doing yoga, guess what? Go against the wall. I'll do a headstand. That's it. That's gonna how you're going to start your day. You know, push yourself, because you are the only person standing in front of you. And those that look outside, they dream. And those that are looking inside, they awaken. So the more you dig deep and you look within yourself into the root level that we spoke about, and not deal with those things that are symptomatic, don't take a happy pill, because that's only going to be a moment of happiness, like drugs or alcohol. You know, just go into, tap into what's making you feel that way. It really has helped me to observe me, why I'm doing what I'm doing. It's almost like getting a job as well. You know, what's making you do that? You have to ask yourself those questions. Just don't do it for doing it. Ask yourself why you're doing what you're doing. And I think happiness comes from that. It's when you understand that what you're doing, you are fulfilled, you're happy, and you understand that what you're doing is because you want it.
That's a great explanation. Now, Gustavo, I know you also are a personal trainer. And do you find there's any kind of conflict with something like that, you know, actually working out with weights versus the much softer approach that we have in yoga?
I believe that it's different types of targeting demographic, either age or state of mind. I think both of them are beneficial. It's pretty much of what you're looking for. Bodybuilders are looking to look big. You know, that's what's called bodybuilding. They're trying to tone the muscle, define muscles, and it's very physical, very physical. And even those bodybuilders do yoga. It's not because you're a bodybuilder that you don't do yoga. You do yoga too, just like people that do boxing. Boxers, they do ballet because of the posture, to make sure that they have nice postures in the ring. I think it goes hand to hand, weightlifting and yoga. It's physical. You have to deal with your breath. You have to deal with your mental stage, your intellect. And when you deal with all those things, which we call them koshas in yoga, the five sheets of kosha, you're happy, and you deal into that blissful self, which is your inner happiness.
Well, that is beautiful. So what you're saying is that although these various paths may look distinct, when you go deeper and look at the layers, which we'll talk about, the deeper inner layers, they actually are connected and similar. For instance, ballet, that's an interesting one, because I know even people who think of, let's say, athletes like football players, who are usually maybe considered very macho, they often study ballet as well, because it does integrate so many of the muscle fibers into being able to control them with the mind.
Yes, correct. And that helps into your mind, your body, and your soul. And all this styles, all these formats, they're all beneficial. There's no right or wrong. That's what I say. There's no yoga jail. There's no boxing jail. See what works for you, what you're looking for in life, and go for it and make the best of it. I don't think there is we do live in this duality world of the day and the night, the moon, the sun, the black and the white, and there's no right or wrong way to do anything. It's really, as long as you're not harming anybody and not yourself, you are on the path of the light.
Well, as sort of more of a holistic perspective, which you certainly take, How important is at least exercise to everyone, even though it may be through various formats?
Exercising is the fountain of youth. And it doesn't matter what kind of exercise you do, either if it's jogging, running, walking at the beach, mountain climbing, playing tennis, golf, doing yoga, Pilates, whichever sort of body movement that you do is beneficial for your body. I call it moving is the fountain of youth. It will make you feel young mentally, emotionally, physically. Your breath, your respiratory system, your organs, your skin, you're gonna look like you have a glow. It all helps. It doesn't matter what kind of exercise you do.
You know, I think that is so true. If anyone were to just Google benefits of exercise, something very simple, and just what Gustavo just listed there, it's so amazing. If there was a drug that could do all the things for you that exercise can do, it would be phenomenal. But there isn't. There is actually no drug that can elevate your mood, increase your muscle tone, help to maintain a healthy weight, bring you a brighter aspect, improve your vision, improve your digestion. There isn't anything else that can replace moving. And I think it has to do with the fact that we actually were created, if we believe in a creator or even just look at evolution, to be mobile. And yet our current lifestyle seems to push us to be so sedentary that we have to build back in movement, which is not really the natural state of things.
No, energy is constantly moving. There's energy is constantly moving inside of you and outside of you. We are part of this creator energy, and this creator comes with many different names: Brahma, Buddha, Jesus, Muhammad, Allah. And you are part of it too. You're no better or worse than all of them. And every day you wake up, you have a chance, a second chance, to make yourself whatever you want to be. And the only thing in your way is yourself. You know, every day you have a chance to be who you want to be. And the only person against you is you. And one thing that I learned recently is that, you know, spreading out this light, it's light itself, the speed of light, is just as fast as the speed of darkness. Now, people don't think that darkness has any source or energy, but it really does. And there is a scientifically proven that darkness has the same speed as the speed of light. So the universe itself is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's what? It's dark. And the darkness is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So that means that darkness does have time, does occupy space, does have energy, and light as well. So every day as you wake up, you have to tap into that light within yourself, which is the creator, whichever that is, because you are part of it. You are part of the universe. We're all in this Milky Way galaxy, which is where we live in. This is our home, planet Earth. But, you know, next to us, there is Andromeda Galaxy. There are other galaxies and probably other living beings, you know, in different planets and different ways of living, too. They don't necessarily look like us, but they also part of the Creator. We all are.
You know, that is actually a new thought form for me in terms of darkness. But what's so amazing about you talking about that is that we need darkness, because we need darkness in order to initiate our pineal gland to be able to work. And that is often, I would ignored. A lot of people don't have enough darkness in their life. So that was really amazing what you just shared.
You know, it's like the yin and the yang, the symbol that is so worldwide known. we have the one side that is white with a little bit of black, and the other one that is black with a little bit of white. And we're both of them. We're the yin and the yang. We're moving, and when we're sleeping, we're not moving. We're still. In this duality world that we live in, it's a representation of the three-dimensional world that we live in, which is a hologram. What is a hologram, per se? It's a two-dimensional figure reality, front and back, per se, anterior and posterior, that when the light penetrates, creates three-dimensional spaces. So it's no longer a 2D, it's a 3D. So that's the world that we live in. We live in a three-dimensional world and in a duality world. And that's what we're living in right now. And once you tap into that and you understand where you are, what kind of life you're living, you start to have these deja vus, these awakenings. And for me, it makes my life easier to understand what's going on around me and where I want to go and who I want to be. Who I want to be right now in the present moment, because life is not explained by the past. What's in the past is in the past. Things are not explained by what just happened in the past. Things are explained to what's happening now. And the only certain thing we have is the now.
Well, that is very, very profound information, Gustavo. You know, we're going to take just a little break right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. And we're going to come back with more information, and we're going to allow our guest, Gustavo Tsumi, to go into some ancient knowledge, which really reflects a lot of the things that he's been talking about here. So we'll go into the koshas. What are the five layers of being? And, you know, some verbiage that goes along with ancient knowledge teachings. So we're going to take a little break right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. And you know, you can always get us by going online to naturalnurse.com. You can find Gustavo as well at Be Free Productions on Facebook and Instagram. And we will be right back with more right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z.
On this edition of The Natural Medicine Chest, we'll discuss an herb we all know and love, cinnamon.
Ah, the spicy, sweet smell of cinnamon. Everyone recognizes the familiar aroma of this common kitchen spice. But did you know that cinnamon is an exotic plant bark with a long history of medicinal use in many countries throughout the world? Cinnamon was listed as an herb with medicinal properties in Chinese literature as early as 2700 BC. It is described in the Chinese medical text, the Tang Materia Medica, written in 659 AD. Cinnamon also enjoys traditional use in Ayurvedic medicine, the ancient healing art of India. It is mentioned in the Book of Moses and has been cultivated in Ceylon and Sri Lanka since 1200 AD, where much of the world's supply is still grown.
In Europe, cinnamon was regarded as a rare and precious spice. Many pharmaceutical substances, such as cough syrups and digestive tonics, contain cinnamon. It was also used as an incense and in perfumes. According to Chamberlain, writing in France in 1887, cinnamon possesses the greatest antiseptic properties. Cinnamon is gathered from the dried inner bark of the branches of a small tropical evergreen laurel tree. The bark is peeled off, and as the pieces are dried, they curl up into quills. These are the common cinnamon sticks that are used in herb teas and for baking.
In Chinese medicine, cinnamon is one of the most widely used warming herbs to aid in circulation and digestion. It is a common ingredient in small amounts in tea used for nausea during pregnancy. It is also used following delivery to decrease hemorrhage. Cinnamon raises vitality, warms and stimulates all the vital functions of the body, counteracts congestion, improves the digestive system, relieves abdominal spasms, and aids in peripheral circulation. The essential oils contained in cinnamon include eugenol, cinnamic aldehyde, methyl eugenol, tannins, and mannitol, which give cinnamon its sweet flavor. It also contains cinzenolin and cinzenolol, which are both known insecticides.
Try putting some liquid soap and cinnamon in a spray bottle and use on plants as an organic bug repellent. Cinnamon is also included in many medicinal recipes that are used for lice, scabies, and other skin parasites. Cinnamon has antifungal, antiviral, and bactericidal activities. It has been shown to suppress E. coli, Staphylococcus, and Candida albicans.
So, listeners, next time you inhale that sweet, spicy aroma, remember there's more to cinnamon than meets the nose as you reach into your natural medicine chest.
And welcome back. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Ellen Kamai, the Natural Nurse. You can always find us at naturalnurse.com. And I'd like to reintroduce our fascinating guest. If you've been listening, you know he is like a philosopher king. You wouldn't believe the things he teaches us in the many classes and workshops that I attend of his. And, of course, those teachings go beyond that. And we're talking about holistic wellness through movement, dance, and yoga. Gustavo Sumi is a professional dancer, a holistic yoga instructor, as well as being a myofascial release stretch master. And he teaches many different styles and, of course, is himself a constant student, which I am too, because you never actually get to the end in terms of learning. So welcome back, Gustavo, to The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z.
Thank you, Ellen, so much for having me here today.
You know, one of the things I love about you is you do always honor your teachers and your masters about the fact that you are getting information through various lineages, but then you also, like many teachers do, put those together and you have your own system that actually integrates and brings forward the teachings of those who taught you. And that's a real gift in the world to have that. So I appreciate that. Now let's go into a discussion of something in particular called the koshas. That's K-O-S-H-A-S. What does that word mean?
Okay, so the koshas are your five sheets, your five layers of being, of your energy source, of who you are, your Atman, your avatar, like the movie. I see the five sheets of layers like a Russian doll. So the outer layer is your Anamaya Kosha. It's your physical body. And how do we fuel this body? With food, water, with things that we intake. And that's easy. It's easy to see it. It's easy to understand. Because in this world that we live in, this physical world, the majority of us, since we're born in this world, that's all we study. It's the anatomy of the body. It's the things that the eyes can see. So that would be your outside layer, your physical body, Anamaya Kosha. But to sustain that body, there's also something called breath. That it's the first thing you do when you're born. You take a deep breath in, and then you start crying. And the last thing you're going to do before you die, you're going to take a deep breath in, and then you're going to pass. So that breath is called Pranamaya Kosha, which is your second layer of being that sustains your body. But as we know, as we get older and when we start questioning things and we have feelings, we cry, we laugh, we are content, we're sad, we want things, we desire things. It's called your Manamaya Kosha. It's your mental stage. So with all these three layers, now we're thinking. We're talking about things. We're discussing things. We're studying. We go to school. We have that little intuition inside of us that tells us, don't do this. Or go ahead, do this. That inner voice, which is your Vijnanamaya Kosha, your wisdom, your intellect.
Let me ask you something about that. What if your little voice, you know when sometimes they show a little angel on one shoulder and a little devil on the other shoulder? So those are both your inner voices. One might be saying, you shouldn't really do this. And the other one says, oh, well, it'll be fun. I'll do it anyway. What goes on there with that inner war, with those inner voices?
And that's you. You know, we let's not divide the good and the bad, the devil and this beautiful white angel, right? Because we, you know, what's kind of funny is that us humans, we like to glorify and we like to symbolize and we like to put names and figures and crowns in those that don't need a crown. And let's put it that way, that those two voices is you. You are that good angel on your right and the bad angel on the left, or the other way around. It's but we all have inside of us of what is good and bad. We're all born with it. We are all born with it. Since we are children, we know. Even when you first commit your first lie to your parents as a little child, you knew you were lying. You knew it. It comes with us. It comes. It's part of your kosha, your layers of being. That's part of who you are, your Atman, your God. We all have that, which is your Vishnamaya kosha. So it's a great thing that for people to understand that those little good and bad angel on your shoulders, that's you, and that's your wisdom. So guess what? Which one are you going to listen to it? You know, choices. And after that, we have our Anamandaya Kosha. Anamandaya Kosha, it's your blissful self. It's your true self. It's your self with capital S. That's your self-consciousness, your self-awareness, your self-being. I like to visualize that bliss as a little grain of sand, of a little pearl that nobody has ever touched or seen. And that's who you truly are. And it's beautiful. And every one of us is a little grain of sand at the beach. No bigger and no smaller. We're all the same. So these are the five koshas.
Now, in terms of bliss, that's an interesting one because the word, the Sanskrit word, translates Ananda Maya Kosha. Now, Ananda is a word many people have heard many times, and that does refer to that blissful feeling, which you're saying is one of the natural and inherent aspects of the self, to actually be in bliss. But why is it so often that not only are people not in bliss, they're angry, they're depressed, they have anxiety? Why is that so often more the state of beingness for so many than the Ananda state or the blissful state?
Because they're not living in a sattvic reality of being, which sattva in Sanskrit, it stands for God-like. We're all God, and we all have God in us, but that does not mean we're practicing. And also, Satnam. Satnam is truth is my identity in Sanskrit. Satnam is living your true sense of self, your true sense of God's like. Now, there's something that we practice in yoga, which is called the Kriya Yoga, which are the three last niyamas in yoga, which are the do's in yoga. And one of them is called tapas, which I think some people have heard that in Greek, just like the somas. The tapas is self-discipline. And self-discipline goes into, do you sleep 8 hours a day? Do you drink plenty of water? Do you respect your neighbors? Do you love everybody equally? Do you respect your parents? And that's tapas, self-discipline. Another part of the yoga kriya is vadhyaya, self-study, self-realization, self-awareness and observation. Are you studying? Are you constantly answering those questions you have? Are you reaching out as you're reaching in as well? Because those answers can come by just meditating, and meditation is part of your vadhyaya. And it's part of your discipline that every day you should meditate. You should tap into that inner blissful self. And your last yoga kriya is Ishvara Pranidhana. I'm sorry. It's your surrendering, God-like. To be more like God and less like just a physical, empty, hollow vehicle. So kriya yoga makes you tap into that bliss.
And that's so helpful. And, you know, a lot of these things, if people don't want to go all the way, let's say, to studying yoga, is just about being a conscious self rather than just being, you know, go to work at a job that you dislike, sit all day, like we talked about exercise, and unfortunately many people do. They don't sleep well, then they drive themselves to work, then they sit all day at a desk, then they go to a junk food restaurant for lunch, then they drive themselves back so they haven't moved at all, and they get home and just sit in front of a TV and are constantly bombarded by high intensity light. And even in their bedroom at night, there's no more darkness because there's all those little beeping blue lights and red lights from the TV box and this and that. And you just explained so beautifully about looking at the balance of our natural selves. And you're also explaining some ancient wisdoms that did a very good job of philosophically breaking these topics down. And of course, they have a certain language. But I believe if we study any path, be it a Native American path, you know, in this country, First Nations people path, or indigenous healers from other countries where I study all over the world with many of them, or a specific kind of religion such as Judaism or Catholicism or Islam, they all have these basic truths that they're explaining in various ways, depending on the openness someone has to hear it. But it's so beautiful that the message is the same. And I love this aspect of bringing in the importance of darkness. Also, all of this is very, very widely verified in regular mainstream literature. If you just want to go, for instance, and look up yoga and all the things it can heal. Like put in yoga and pain. You can put in meditation and stress reduction. They are so well documented in mainstream science and yet so well named and explained in these ancient teachings that Gustavo is sharing with us today, such as the koshas. It's really amazing how those truths are come throughout history.
Correct. And it doesn't matter what kind of religion, background, culture, language. You know, I was born in Brazil. I speak Portuguese. I came to this country and I learned English. I learned Spanish. I learned Italian. I learned Sanskrit. It doesn't matter. When we tap into that bliss, when we start to question things, it's beautiful. You should ask questions. You should have questions to ask all the time because that's what's going to make you evolve. And the separation of the realms, not everyone is choosing to ascend. And that's what's happening to the world that we live in, is that some people are not choosing to ascend and some people are. So when you realize that you have two lives and the second begins when you realize you only have one, then you're freaking out and you're rushing, you're climbing the hill and you're like, I want to know more because I only have this one to figure things out. Or maybe you have another one, but at this present moment, your life is only explained by what's happening now. So even though we read about other lives, past life regression, meditation that I do practice as well, some people have dreams about it, it's not a guarantee, is it? Because everything is questionable. Everything is open for discussion. But what is really interesting about all the religions, all the books I have read, all the ethical and ethnicities and colors in this planet Earth, it's the number three. It's the three-dimensional world. It's the multiples of three. the triangle, the pyramids, the Pythagorean theorem, the 33 vertebral bones in your vertebral spine. You know, we have 365 days in a year, and sometimes we have 366. The Om sign, Om, has a number three symbol. The star shape, we do it as a triangle. The hologram, the three-dimensional world, is explained by the number three and the triangle. And all the Holy Trinity in Judaism, all the different sort of religions are explained by this symbol. So there's definitely something to learn about it. Why is it? And it's being explained about 1600 BC by Buddhism. So once you start to have those questions and tap into that, you realize that everything is so grand. And the most beautiful things are felt by the heart. They're not seen by the eyes. So everything that we're seeing at the present moment is just a hologram.
Wow, that's a very deep and powerful explanation. Well, we're going to take a little break right here, Gustavo, so that we allow our Progressive Radio Network to sort of identify themselves. Also, we love to shout out that you can help present all of the shows on Progressive Radio Network by becoming a monthly donor. That would be wonderful, because we work very hard here at Progressive Radio Network to bring you this kind of programming that you cannot just turn on your radio any day of the week and hear someone like our wonderful teacher, Gustavo Summi, who has spent his years training himself in not only the ancient but modern spiritual techniques, and also how to bring them into your daily life on a very, very practical level, which is really, really and truly a gift. So we're going to take a little break right here so you can find out a little more about Progressive Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. I'm Gary Knoll, the founder of the Progressive Radio Network. Today we have more than 80 producers bringing forth the most progressive and most liberating information, the kind of information you do not regularly hear on any of the mainstream or alternative media. You can help us now. Up to this point, I have virtually supported the Progressive Radio Network, all of its expenses and payroll, myself. But we would like to expand our reach. We'd like to do far more. We'd like to be able to advertise on Facebook and let others know we exist. We are the number one progressive radio network in the world. In fact, we have programs that are most listened to in all of progressive radio. But we could go a lot further. Our message could reach a lot more people, especially at a time when people are desperate for honest, objective insights on the important topical issues of our day. How can you help? It's simple. Go to prn.fm, go to our main page. In the upper right-hand corner, you'll see a little button, Support Now. And then whatever you can contribute on a monthly basis will make a big difference. It will help get the message out. It will help inform more people, give them more choices. This is where you'll hear in the independent candidates and the people looking to challenge the corruption in government and industries. But we need to get our reach out further. So please, whatever you can afford on a monthly basis, and there's some suggestions there, and it'll be automatic. All right? Thank you very much for continuing to help us help you and the rest of the world on these important issues.
And welcome back once again to more right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. And you can always find us at naturalnurse.com. On the web, also Facebook, The Natural Nurse on Facebook. And send us a shout out. We love to hear from you. We have trackers, and we're able to see that about 300,000 of you have downloaded our podcast. We love that. And not only that, internationally. So we get emails and letters and all kinds of feedback from all over the world. And sometimes I was just thinking, I was standing on a line at, I think it was a Circle K in Arizona. They have Circle K's in Arizona. Hi there, Arizona folks. You know what I mean. The rest of the country might have something more like 7-Eleven, but you guys have Circle K's. And I was in there. What could I possibly buy in there? Well, I was getting gasoline at the pump, and I actually went in to get a bottle of water because there's really not too many food items, or basically zero food items, that I would consume in such a place. But be that as it may, when I was talking to the person who takes the money, the clerk there, someone turned around and said, "Oh, are you the natural nurse?" And I said, I looked at them really in a funny way and said, "Yes, as a matter of fact." He said, "I listen to your podcast all the time, and I recognize your voice just talking to the clerk here at Circle K." So that was really very supportive in terms of why we do these shows for you. And our guest today is Gustavo Summi. We're talking about many aspects of holistic life through movement and dance, as well as spiritual teachings. Now, you went into quite a bit, Gustavo, and we don't have, you know, a whole lot of time left. We have about, I would say, maybe 8 more minutes that we can go deeply into things. So why don't we talk a little bit about the chakras? What are the different chakras? What does that mean? People have probably heard of that word, but give us a little background about that.
All right, so the chakra is pretty much your spinal cord, like the chart, the kundalini. We call it the snake. And it flows through the nadis, called nadi chakras. And there are 72,000 nadis, or natis, that channel prana, which is your breath, to every cell. And we only really speak about 7 of those, which is the skatipati, which is the perfect union. So we have 7 chakras, and we have 7 parts of our vertebral column, which I explained before about the 33 vertebral bones. So we have the root chakra located in the base of your spinal, which is your earth chakra. We have your sacrum chakra above in your hips, right at the sacrum, which is your water element chakras. And then we have your solar plexus right at the lumbar spine, which the element is fire. And, of course, the majority of people have heard about the heart chakra, Anahata in Sanskrit, which is your heart chakra, located at the thoracic spine. And then above that we have the throat chakra, the things that we speak are truth. And then, of course, another one that is very well known in our culture, the third eye chakra, which has to do with the pineal gland and is located right between our eyebrows, right in the forehead.
Well, some people call that the third eye. Would you say that, Gustavo?
Correct, which is like behind the curtains, that little intuition. And above that, we have the crown chakra, your self, with capital S, that I like to call.
And what do those chakras have to do with feeling well, would you say?
It's all based on nature way to create balance within yourself, your environment, and the whole universe. It's like the balance of the yin and the yang, per se. So when they're aligned, when they're in perfect balance and harmony and equanimity, that's when you feel the most self, and your health is good. You have that peace for the self. You're happy. You're content. You accept things the way they are. And you still have questions, but you understand that the time is relative, and things will come to you. It's when you are in a lotus flower position in your yoga practice, and you just be, and that's what means by aligning your chakras.
Well, we certainly delved into a lot of very, very deep material here, and I thank you for that so much, because I love that. But before we come to the end of the show, let's go back into something that's a little more, you know, earthbound. For instance, some of the experience that you have had. For instance, being on some, you know, very famous outlets in terms of your dancing. For instance, you've been on MTV and you've been with Jennifer Lopez. You know, that's a very high level of accomplishment as a dancer. What led you to those exciting moments and what did you learn from them?
It definitely shaped me to who I am today. I mean, it was my dream to be in Hollywood. You know, I was a little boy in Brazil, in Sao Paulo, the biggest city in South America, having the dream to come to America. And I came here when I was 16 years old with two suitcases and $500 in the pocket and by myself with no parents. My parents just had gotten divorced. And I made that happen. And then I moved to California. I got my dance degree at Edge Performing Arts Studio in Hollywood. And I, from there, it just took off. I got out of the entertainment business 3 years ago in 2015. And since then, I've been devoting myself to the public, not so much to the performance level, even though I still do shows and events. But I do a lot of charity work, performance work that that people invite me to do it for, to showcase, to inspire others, to do motivational speaking more so than actually just doing a show. So right now I'm focusing personal training, yoga, Pilates, meditation, helping people with pain, acute pain and chronic pains, people with addictions, people that need help in their relationships, and as well as bringing a little bit of what I study and share with people.
Well, thank you so much for being our guest today. Very deep and contemplative show. I really enjoyed it so much. I'm going to think totally different about darkness having a reality rather than just being the absence of light. That's a new thought for me. I'm always learning right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z, along with my guests. I want to thank you so much, Gustavo, for being our guest. You can find Gustavo at Be Free Productions, Facebook and Instagram. And all of you know that our shows are posted online on the archive, so if there's something you want to share with someone in the future, you always can send them the link. So until next time, this is Ellen Kamai, the natural nurse, on behalf of myself and Dr. Eugene Zamperone, who is Dr. Z. I want to thank you so much for joining us, and until next time, stay healthy.